How do you counsel one who is inclined to give to the Lord with the intention of receiving back from him, i.e. the prosperity gospel?
Yes, now this is where you get to, this is how rewards get a bad name. Health and wealth gospel, prosperity theology. You just have to say, look at scripture and what the promises you are clinging to and your motives in giving, the hundredfold blessing and all that, it often doesn't turn out that way in life by appearances, and also just understand that you are glorifying greed and you just don't want to be that. Let God do what he wants to do in your life and don't tell him, you gotta do this, you gotta do this, because I've done this, I've checked off the boxes. Prosperity theology is from the pit of hell. And I think everybody that's wrapped up in it, it is bondage to their lives until they are liberated. And when they are, it's beautiful. And by the way, my friend Costi Hinn, who is also Jake's pastor, my grandson Jake, in Phoenix, has written on this subject. And yes, his uncle is Benny Hinn. And you just should see online some of what he has said in relationship to growing up in his uncle's ministry and what he has learned and how God has made radical changes in his life.
Wow. All right. Thank you.